Liz talked about needing a better effort in game four and pushing back tonight. What do you guys need to be kind of aware of going against that group?
We just have to, you know, be prepared. We don't have to change anything. We don't have to, reinvent the wheel at all. You know, whether we know they're going to come hard, and so are we. So we just have to, continue to stick to, what our game plan is, and that's all we got to focus on.
Is there a sense of relief or a payoff with how good your club was in that opening period to finally get rewarded in the last 40 minutes?
I think that, obviously that first period was great for us, and I think the positive to take out of that is that we didn't change our game. Knowing we were down a goal going into the second, we didn't change our game at all. We kept playing the same way. We kept getting pucks deep, and I think that's something you have to do again tonight.
Mark, you've seen Dustin Byfuglien play a lot of powerful games for your team. Where do you think his game is at right now, and how different is the identity of this team when Dustin is on his team?
Yeah, he's a big part of this team. Obviously he does it all for us, kills penalties, power play, everything. And so does so do a lot of guys on this team, and obviously he's a big part of it. But to win a series, you need every single guy on this team to be going. And last game was a good example of it, and we have to look forward to that again tonight.
As the one guy in the room who's won a cup, how much that experience maybe bleeds out into the room and can be a valuable thing for this team.
Yeah, obviously having a guy like that, gone through it and, went through the rigors of getting all the way to the cup final. He's a guy that we definitely rely on heavily, and, we're going to rely on him again tonight and going forward. And, he's definitely a big part of this team.
Is there a challenge to trying to duplicate the same sort of, I don't want to say effort, but the game that we saw in game three from a Jets standpoint, but getting, whether it be that motion up to the same level, or is that kind of an easy thing right now?
It's playoff hockey, it's pretty easy to get up for games. To take nothing away from game one and two, we had really good parts of game one and two, and we weren't able to get the win, and they had the better third period in both those games, and we can't just be satisfied with one win. We have to know there's a lot of hard work ahead, and we know St. Louis is going to be pushing, and we have to be very prepared for that.
You say that rivalries are built in the playoffs. Could you describe kind of the way that emotions have gone in this series with each passing game? Do you feel it kind of intensifying?
You see that in every series. That's playoff hockey. You see it. You see it league wide. Every single game the intensity ramps up. We know what to expect.